You're listening to the audio production of I Wonder, Exploring God's Grand Story by Glennis Nellist, published by Zondervan and read by Sarah Zimmerman. This book is dedicated in memory of Linda Greenham, along with all the faithful Sunday school teachers who have taught beside me over the years and helped so many children wonder about God. Wendy, Marion, Debbie, Susan, Shell, Pam, Nancy, Sheila, Julie, Bruce, Diane, Karen, Roger, Marge, Jen, Liz, Molly, Carol, Nietzsche, Sue, Mary Lynn, Sarah, and Tracy. Thank you for being part of my story. I see God in you. Glennis Nellist. To all my favorite creatures, my parents, my sister, my husband, and my dearest human and feline friends, Alessandra Fusi. A note from the author. The Bible truly is a wonderful book. From the first page to the last, the Bible is filled with stories of ordinary people who encountered an extraordinary God. Some stories are hard to understand, some make us scratch our heads, some make us laugh or cry, but all of them make us wonder. As you read about God's activity and presence in the lives of these ordinary people, I invite you to pause and ask such questions as, I wonder who God is. I wonder where God is. I wonder what God looks like. I wonder what God's voice sounds like. I wonder what God wants me to do in this world. As you ponder these deep questions, the most important one to ask is, I wonder how I am part of God's great story, because you are. Glennis Nellist. Old Testament. I wonder about creation. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 27, and chapter 2, verse 7. No one heard the word. The birds didn't hear it. The trees didn't hear it. The mountains didn't hear it, because they had not been created yet. The word came soft, like a whisper, when there was nothing. The word came into an empty world where it hovered and hung over the darkness of the deep. And just for a moment, there was nothing but silence. And when the time was just right, God's voice echoed into the silence and whispered the world into being. Let there be light. And an amazing thing happened. The light was listening. The light heard the word, and the light came. The light came flooding and leaping and dancing into the darkness, chasing away all the shadows and shining into every corner. And it was so good. After that, there was no stopping God. At the sound of God's voice, the sky spread her wings and flew into place. The oceans roared as they rushed and ran and filled the valleys with churning foam. The mountains groaned and jostled and heaved as they pushed their tips upward and pierced the clouds. And down below, grass became green and trees grew tall and strong. Fish splashed in the oceans and eagles soared through blue skies. Monkeys swung from tree to tree as caterpillars crept and sloths slept. There were wriggles and roars and stomps and snores, screeches and howls and gallops and growls. And God's wonderful world was filled from top to bottom with wonderful life. Everywhere God looked, every bit of space and every corner of creation was filled with the sounds and colors and movements of life. And it was all so very good. God smiled. The world was ready now, ready for what God was about to do next. And the whole world held its breath and watched in wonder as God bent down.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?